In Israel, a land fight between the government and the Bedouin minority is becoming increasingly bitter. Israel recently bulldozed several Bedouin villages in the Negev desert. They'd been ruled illegal. More demolitions are possible, but many Bedouin continue to resist efforts to move them into government-sponsored townships. That would mean giving up their traditional herding and farming lifestyle. Here's the basic problem. Bedouin claim ownership of about 6% of the land in Negev. Israel rejects that claim. NPR's Eric Westervelt has this story.
With her five young children trailing behind her in the dirt, Kufeya Bulgan walks defiantly through what's left of the destroyed village of Umm el-Haran outside the Negev Desert township of Hura. A few roosters peck for food around piles of sheet metal, broken wood, cement, and scattered garbage. Kufeya says she was baking bread on the scorching hot desert morning several weeks ago when Israeli soldiers and police evacuated this Negev village, moved in with giant bulldozers, and began to flatten the town. The 32-year-old says she grabbed water, milk, and diapers and corralled her frightened children.
The clothes that you see my children wearing are all donated by people. The army came here and knocked over the trees. They destroyed everything.
Her makeshift home was one of the only ones spared after she told the Israeli commander that her house is the subject of a pending court case. But now she and her unemployed husband and their five kids live amid the rubble of the largely destroyed village. The Bedouin are some of the poorest of the poor in Israel. Kufeya's family tries to scratch out a living herding sheep and raising chickens. Officials with the Israel Lands Administration say they offer the 18 families here plots of land in the authorized government-created Bedouin town of Hura just down the road. Like most other Bedouin here, Kufeya refused.
We have nothing in Hura. How can I take my family and go to Hura with nothing? Every time we ask the government to provide things for us, they refuse. This is my land here. This is where I want to be.
But according to the State of Israel, it's not her land. It's one of more than three dozen illegal Bedouin villages in the Negev. As such, Israel says the towns are not entitled to public services like water and electricity and other state-funded amenities. Israel Scope is director of Israel's Land Supervision Office.
The State of Israel does not have the ability to provide water, electricity, communications, and sewage to every hill and every piece of land in the country.
Scope says however brutal the demolitions might look, his department is merely enforcing the law. The state has offered Bedouin compensation to move during years of negotiations, and those holding out, Scope alleges, are just trying to wrest more money from the state.
We've been negotiating for years, and they don't move or compromise. In the meantime, the villages keep expanding. Their families grow. We reached a point where we have to stop it, and the courts have given us permission to demolish those illegal homes.
Several miles from Hura, an elderly Bedouin man in a long traditional Arab robe and kufiya, or headscarf, draws water in a wooden bucket from a cistern. Ahmed Abu Ghain's sheep graze nearby under a tree, just across the road from the outer edge of an Israeli military shooting range. The 65-year-old shepherd has four wives, seven daughters, and one son. All praises to Allah for the son, he says. Abu Ghain says he has no intention to heed the authorities' call for him to leave his village and move into the nearby recognized township.
Do they expect me to just land with the wind in Hura? I don't have any money to build in Hura. I have one son who is not educated. I cannot read. I'm not educated. How should I land in Hura? What kind of job will I do?
Israel's president, Shimon Peres, says the Negev is the future of Israel. He believes cutting-edge science will bring new methods to produce water and harness the sun's energy in the desert. Israel's elder statesman tells NPR he may try to use his influence to resolve the government's increasingly bitter stalemate with the Bedouin.
It's not an impediment, it's a challenge. We have to handle it correctly. And some of the complaints of the Bedouins are founded on facts.
With tensions over the Bedouin issue rising, Israel's cabinet recently created a new government body to try to help settle land claims and improve services. Meantime, Israel's lands authority this month demolished several more Bedouin homes in another unrecognized village in the Negev. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Umm el-Haran, Israel.